Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WYRX. Everything that rocks.
You'll see. I gotta read.
Oh, that's annoying. Brock! Brock!
It's a child.
I haven't even had any caffeine this morning. Can you believe it?
Lord have mercy.
It gave Brock too much sugar this morning.
That's right. I'm like JoJo, the Indian circus boy, the pretty new pet. And then I take my pet. And
oh my God.
And when we go on break, he just runs around the studio.
You're not going to catch me. Anyway, it's 8:49. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Before we get to your dumb vocabulary, we haven't been able to do this in a while.
No,
wait, but I'm. What about me?
What?
Oh, yeah. Kiki.
I said, hey, I said, the lovely Kiki's here.
No, you didn't.
She's best. Huh. You're not getting laid.
Huh. Just like when you're at home and. Say you're too tired. Okay.
She's going to get on her Peloton.
That's fine.
Later.
I already hit my quota for today. So.
Jesus, good God, lady.
In thinking of it.
It is time for another installment of Dear Facebook. Are you ready?
Facebook, yes.
This is all uploaded by dear friend Ashley. You can judge me for how I dress. Trash my name, if you will. Call me anything you'd like. But one thing no one will ever do is take away the love I finally have for myself. Thank you, Facebook.
I love it. That was a good one. And it's just a photo of...
It's the classic female, hand on the hip, ass out.
Yeah.
I think she looks lovely.
She better.
Yeah.
400 likes.
God, it's insane.
400 likes?
400 likes.
Nicely done.
Just getting that dopamine rush right there. Yeah. That's how you do it. It's turned us into monsters.
Yep.
Turned us into absolute monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 400 likes. Nice.
Yeah. You would, because you post stuff like that all the
time. No, I don't. No, I don't. I share things like animals doing funny things and being cute or, I don't know.
Post photos of you and your... underwear in the bathroom.
What?
Going, ugh, I feel fat.
I think you have the wrong girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't know whose Facebook you're stalking.
You know what I saw the other day? Speaking of, like, just that horrible, like, just Instagram and all that stuff, there was something on Pornhub. Yeah, it was on Pornhub. Sue me.
Wow.
just out there saying, but there was a video, and the girl had the stupid, like, ears and glass, like, filter on. In the video?
Oh, really?
Maybe it's a fetish. I bet that's a fetish now.
Snapchat fetish.
I bet some of those looks are real fetish.
What's that old saying? Like, if you can think of it, there's a fetish for it.
Yeah.
Right,
right. Yeah.
I, you know,
because those filters are real cute, too.
I wonder if you get like
some of them are kind of like cutesy. Maybe someone who has like an animal fetish.
Well, that's furries, though. Isn't that
furries? Yeah, but so it's kind of work the same way in like the new technology. Not everyone's got a fuzzy onesie outfit to put on.
We shouldn't be encouraging people with animal fetishes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's the thing. A furry's one thing, but if it's like an animal fetish, that's weird.
That's also
weird.
Called bestiality,
yeah,
right?
That's illegal in all states except Alabama.
Maybe they think bunnies are cute and they'd like a woman to wear a bunny outfit.
No! No.
God. No, I don't know how it works.
You guys are ruining Christmas for me.
I don't know how it works. I'm just saying it's out there.
You
I'm
know,
sure.
Like if someone thinks a dog's adorable, so it's like, how can I have sex with something that looks like that? Like, I'm not going to do that with that. But, you know, if there's something similar to it, I'm not a weirdo. You're the weirdo for thinking that that's weird.
Now I know why you've got smooth peanut butter.
Jesus. You know, it's like a cute little bunny, right, guys? Anybody? Come on.
Dead silent.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
So we went from Snapchat filter porn to animals. I won't even get that Snapchat surgery.
Well, how do you guys fit in 19 times a day that you think about it?
That's true.
There's probably some weird fetish stuff in between.
You think there's any weird Plan B morning show fetishes out there?
No.
Nobody absolutely wants to not. Be in between you two.
If anybody out there has a Plan B morning show fetish.
Like, what would that be
I
like?
I see you.
A Plan B morning show fetish?
Yeah, you got to dumb yourself down before you're
like acting like a moron.
Yeah, right.
That's what gets you off.
I love it when two morons are around. Yeah, it really turns me on.
It's me hot. When two grown men act like children, love it. Just fart jokes. Fantastic. Oh. Sign me up. All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Okay.
Get to that.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, snowmobile, camper, ATV, boat, and business insurance. He's got you all. He works with a lot of landlords in the area to insure their rental homes and duplexes, along with vacation rentals, vacation homes. So go see him if you need that done. Chris.
Yeah. It's his middle name, right?
Nice. That's one of the best ones. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I didn't have this. Ready?
Does Chris cover Pelotons?
I'm sure he does.
What about accessories?
That was, yeah.
You know what? I think he's coming in this week. Why don't you ask him?
I will.
If he covers. Let's do bangover.
A what? Oh, a bangover. It sounds like a do-over. So maybe it's like...
No. It's when you bang one night and you wake up the next morning really sore.
A sleepover? A bangover, a sleepover, right?
No, Hunter was right.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What is it again?
It's when you bang one night and then you wake up all sore and just don't really feel that good.
Oh, so yeah. it's a hangover.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things it could have went off of. Mm-hmm.
Or it could be you wake up the next morning and roll over and look what you just did the past night.
No.
Oh, give me a headache.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's like a hangover, but pain, soreness, headache is caused from too much banging.
Wow.
You know, when you bang.
I heard that, like, what is it, like, sex brain is like a real thing?
Yeah.
Where you get like a really bad
I don't make any life decision without popping one off. Because it clears the brain.
No, I'm talking about like, it's like sex migraine or something like that.
What?
It's like... I don't remember. I read something
headache.
That was talking about how, like you can get a headache from the release
of the orgasm.
Yes.
I thought that was supposed to help with headaches.
It could probably both ways.
I think it does because
you can also
overexert
yourself and just really.
So I'm sure you've had that with me before, like numerous
right.
times.
No,
right.
typically right. it's on my own.
You know, you're a little saucy this morning. I don't think I like it. I don't think I approve. That's your dumb vocabulary.
The Screaming Yellow.